child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter. Ooh, child, things are gonna get easier. Ooh, child, things will get brighter.
Someday, yeah, we'll put it together and we'll get it undone.
Ooh, 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9, WUVR. Welcome to the Friday edition of Daystreet Destinations.
Good morning, everyone. Hello and happy Friday. Hopefully you liked a little ooh, child.
Yes, please. From the five stair steps.
Hopefully everybody has a good weekend planned ahead. Hopefully they have a lot of cool things that they've got to do.
You never know.
I'm going to be in Burlington, Vermont.
Burlington, Vermont. Mm-hmm. Lake Champlain, Church Street, all the fun and activities and festivities therein.
No.
Oh.
I don't really have enough time for any of that fun stuff. So it's a competition weekend. So from 8 a.m.
Yes.
From 8 a.m. until like 6 p.m. every day, I'll be in a conference center.
No.
But it'll be fine. I mean, obviously, we'll be able to go out to dinner and we'll be able to explore, you know, the area during the evening hours, should we want to do that.
Yep.
I mean, it's good. It's, you know, we only have five comp weekends a year. So it's, you know, it's not like
you just had one, didn't you?
Yeah. We went to Springfield, Mass.
Yep.
So, yeah, it's just like we have two back to back, a little bit of a break, one, a little bit of a break, and then like two back to back, I think.
Yeah. I'd like to thank our sponsors, which include Crown Point Cabinetry, Appleseed Restaurant, Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, Sweet Beat Market and Cafe, One Credit Union, Eversource, New London Hospital, Forbes Tavern, and Bookkeeping with Phyllis Gagnon.
Gagnon.
Oh, yes.
Yep.
This segment is brought to you by Eversource. At Eversource, they know the role energy plays at the center of your life, warming your home, powering appliances, and keeping your lights on. And with global energy prices at all-time highs, they want to help. Working together, they can find a flexible payment plan or other assistance that you might qualify for. They want to find a way to manage your bill that works for you. Learn more at Eversource.com and by Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, who think differently about banking. They get to know their customers and are committed to providing the right tools and right advice to help you be successful. Learn more at barharbor.bank.
Thank you to our sponsors for supporting the show. Again, we always appreciate you supporting us so that we are able then to then turn around and support our communities.
And then the communities in turn support us. And on the spiral and cycle goes.
It's a cycle, yeah. Yeah. I hear more and more folks get so angry about this.
It's not that I'm angry. I'm very happy that people hear or that express their
listening.
Yeah, that express their interest in the program and hearing you. So I never have gotten stopped by anyone saying, oh, I listen.
Do you want to know why?
Because I don't go out.
Hearing the two of us talk ridiculously back and forth to each other. I mean, I don't know how that doesn't brighten everyone's day.
Yeah. I mean, if anything, you'll just feel better about yourself.
That's true. Yeah.
It's like, at least not as bad as Matt.
Yeah.
Yikes.
I mean, that's why I'm here. I mean, let's be real. You know what I mean?
Yep.
It makes me feel better about where I'm at in life.
Oh.
Just kidding.
Cool.
just kidding. Here we are, Day Trip Destinations. We are in March. We are kind of winding down March, believe it or not.
Winding down March.
And it is officially...
spring!
Yeah, I'm surprised that's not like the first thing you said when we started the show.
The vernal equinox, yeah. Yeah, I am too,
actually.
Because
that is like your hate.
Well, I don't know. The vernal equinox isn't like a huge event for me. It's not really spring yet.
I know.
I mean, we literally have forecast snow for the weekend, so...
You're really just kind of bringing me down, aren't you?
I'm just saying. March is always the month where everyone thinks that once it starts getting warm, the winter's over, and it never is.
I will say that this past week, I was putting away, I was doing stuff outside at the office and, like, taking the last of the Christmas decorations off the trees because I zip-tied them this year, which I'm sure people are up in arms that I did because, Lord have mercy. But I can't get them in the ground. Like, we have this conversation all the time.
Right.
When I can't get them in the ground because the ground's frozen by the time I need to get Christmas decorations up.
Right.
Guys, it's a struggle.
Yeah.
I was taking them down, and then it started, like, flurrying. Mm-hmm. And I was like, what in God's name is happening right now?
Yep.
It is March.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah.
Well, that's the thing. Yeah, it's the thing, though. It's March.
But I was, like, outside, and I could barely, like, the thinnest sweater I have. Mm-hmm. And I was like, I this is dumb.
Yeah.
This is just dumb.
Yeah, this past weekend, I was outside, and it was hailing in Lebanon.
Oh, my God.
I was
Lord.
Like, what is happening? So it just felt like the end of days.
The
I was
world
like,
is done.
But yeah, I mean, March is always, there's always snow in March. Oh, and also even April, there's.
I was really shocked because the mountain was like, yeah, we're going to be making snow and we're going to be skiing through till like mid-April. And I was like, no, you're not. Well, that's.
Could
I
mean, be.
They are. Yeah. I think they're going to.
Mm-hmm.
It's kind of weird. But yeah, so here we are, day trip destinations, end of March, folks. So one of the things that I wanted to talk about today, so one of my favorite publications, and I know that not a lot of people get it, so I like to kind of use that a little bit sometimes.
The Andover Beacon.
No.
New Hampshire Magazine.
Yeah. So anyways, that if I need a little inspiration or I need a little food for fodder here in our show, it's nice to use New Hampshire Magazine because it is a full statewide publication that kind of talks about different things you can do across the state. And that's kind of what we're here to do as well.
Right.
Sometimes I'll pull content and articles from that particular publication to talk about here on the show.
Yeah.
And one of the things they recently had in their magazine, actually, I don't even know if it was in the magazine, but it was in their online edition, which totally makes sense, I guess. In the New Hampshire Magazine online edition, there was an article about where to find the best burger. So a couple things. Number one, I have been kind of in a burger kick, weirdly enough.
Okay.
And I think it's because your body kind of tells you what you need. You
it's
know
true.
I mean?
I do feel like that's true.
I was in like a chicken phase for a while. Mm-hmm. And then so like not a lot of red meat. And then it was like, hey, by the way, you need a little bit of the red stuff.
Yeah.
So so then I've been having a few burgers. But it's one of those things I think that your body just kind of tells you when you need something because you're craving it. What is your best burger?
My best burger. I think
what is on it?
I think probably the best burger that I feel like I've had was actually in Concord. There was a little restaurant. I went there for my friend's birthday. And it was, I mean, it wasn't that odd of a burger, but they somehow infused maple into it.
Nice.
Yeah, like they put like maple syrup like in the burger patty and cooked it with it.
That's cool.
And it was amazing.
That sounds nice.
It was so good.
And I mean, like, I feel like that's easy to do.
Oh, yeah, I'm sure it is.
Like, I bet you could really just, like, lazy. Syringe it right in.
Probably.
That's kind of cool.
Or, honestly, you could probably just literally just put it in, like, as you're making the patty by hand and just...
Mm. So, I think for me, I really, really thoroughly enjoy a cheeseburger. So, it's got to have cheese.
Oh, yeah.
That's my opinion.
No, I have to have cheese.
Needs to have pickles. 110%.
Mm.
I am a pickle
lover. I know you like pickles.
It needs to be a bread and butter pickle, though. It can't be a dill. Like, right. It needs to be bread and
like
butter.
Like a sandwich, like flat.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yep.
You don't want like a chunk.
No. Like a spear. I don't really like the spears very much, but it needs to be like a sliver or a medallion.
Like a pickle chip kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I've thoroughly enjoyed, and I think we talked about this a long time ago, I never had a fried egg on my burger until the shanty.
Mm-hmm.
And so Salt Hill Pub has my heart because they were like, try this, see if you like
try it. Try the Jake.
And I was like, I will try the Jake, and I love the Jake.
We all love Jake.
I mean, Jake from State Farm, who doesn't?
Right.
So I think the burger itself with the egg and the pickle and the cheese. Oh,
that does sound pretty good together, yeah.
Chef's kiss.
Mm-hmm.
So that's all my ultimate. Like, I don't like all the extra stuff. Like,
do you like the burgers, like, with, like, the patty, like, with the cheese inside the patty?
I know. I've never had that. Is that a thing?
Mm-hmm.
Probably my favorite type of burger. No, I have not had a cheese in the burger. I don't think I've had a smash burger, but there's still plenty of years left to try these things.
So many burgers to be had.
But in the Granite State, if you were to look for the best burger, obviously this is all subjective, people. This is not like the end all be all. This was not done by a taste of, you know, a chef from around the world have not tasted all of these burgers.
You have like 4-star Michelin chefs coming around.
No. So this is just kind of people who have submitted their choices and then they put them all together.
Right.
The first place they say you can find the best burger in New Hampshire is the Tuckaway Tavern and Butchery, which is in Raymond.
Okay.
This is the guy who actually is an internationally known chef, because Bobby Marcotte is his name. That just like popped in my head like a laser. So he actually is friends with Guy Fieri.
Oh, yeah.
So if anyone knows the Food Network show, like...
Divers, Drive-Ins, and Dives, and Dives, and Drives.
Diners, Drive-Ins, and Dives.
Mm-hmm.
And then Guy's Grocery Games, and then he has, like, a series of other shows. But Bobby Marcotte has gone on almost all of his shows.
Mm-hmm.
And he's the owner of the Tuckaway Tavern in Raymond. I actually have a gift card to Tuckaway Tavern
yeah.
that I've had for years, and I have not yet gone. So it's on my list.
You got that old courthouse one too?
Yep. Okay. I love the old courthouse one too. Yep. That tells you how much I get out, because I don't. So Tuckaway Taverns is number one. Number two is Lexi's Restaurant, which can be found kind of along the seacoast, Dover, Exeter, Portsmouth area. I've never been there.
No.
Number three is the Barley House in Concord.
Mm-hmm.
Which is pretty good, but when I went there, I've only been there once, and when I went there, I did not get a burger. So,
no.
But that's definitely an option, pretty close by.
Mm-hmm.
Again, these are all with pretty much within driving distance. Again, because every place in the Granite State is pretty much within driving distance.
Yeah.
Number four is a local favorite,
uh-huh.
Little Brother Burger, right in New London. I have, so this is a public service announcement for everyone. Little Brother Burger now has the opportunity to order online.
Yep.
So, bada bang, bada boom.
Yep.
Beep, 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 beep. And you can go in. They can't deliver it. I mean, you know, you can only get so much around here.
Right.
But you can go pick it up.
Which is DoorDash nice. In London?
I don't think so. No. I think the closest DoorDash that I had found was Village Pizza in Newport does DoorDash. And someone else in a Newporty area. I think.
Yeah, that makes sense.
But I think those were the only two. So number five is the Surfside Burger Bar in Meredith.
Mm-hmm.
Never been there either.
Nope.
The next one is T-Bones, which is in Bedford, Concord, Derry, Salem, Hudson, and Laconia.
Mm-hmm.
I think I don't really like the Bedford location very much, but the new Concord location that's right off the highway is a really nice restaurant. We try to bring my dad out. He doesn't get out very often.
Mm-hmm.
If anyone knows my dad or has seen my dad, you are one lucky person, because he does not let anyone see him.
Mm-hmm.
He like goes to Market Basket and he causes all sorts of ruckuses. So like we try not to be seen with him.
Okay.
You know, he's that kind of guy.
Yeah.
But anyways, when he likes to go out, he likes to go out for a steak.
Mm-hmm.
He gets a steak. He gets steak and potatoes.
Mm-hmm.
That's what he does. Because he's a man.
He's a man.
It's comical. But
is that the one that's right off exit 13, like where Longhorn used to be?
No.
This
one's at the Bow Junction.
Oh.
Like it's right near the
hotel.
The True Hotel that's there.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So anyways, when he goes out to dinner, he likes to get a steak and potatoes, and that's what he plans for. So no matter which restaurant we go to, that's what he plans to get. But he really, really enjoys the steaks from T-Bones. So like that's his kind of go-to location. So whenever he's like, do you want to go out to dinner? And we're all like from wherever we are, like my sister's in Manchester, I'm up here, they're in Bradford.
It's a pretty good central location.
We're like, all right, we'll meet you there.
It's like 20-30 minutes for each of you.
Yeah. So that's kind of a good place, which is kind of nice. And my aunt worked for T-Bones for like 25 years.
Oh, wow.
So it's kind of like she had a insider scoop.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And then number seven is the New England Tap House Grill. Papa Joe's Humble Kitchen in Milford also has a delicious burger. Buckley's Great Steaks, which is in Merrimack. Grand Finale's Pizza Pub in Salem has a really great burger. I've actually been there.
Yeah.
We went there. So we have girls' night out. I feel like I've talked about this on the show before. We have there's 1.5 million of us girls that are in our family. So we all just get together and do random stuff throughout the year together. Mm-hmm. And so one of us, my aunt, is actually the planner, if you will. So she'll be like, she'll pick out the activity. She'll pick out where we're going to go to eat. She'll pick out where we're going to go get coffee, where we're going to park, like what we're going to wear. She's wild.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, so we do all of this kind of stuff. And she took us to Grand Finale's one time. And she's like, this is the best place ever. It's a kind of a smaller space. It's kind of like a sports bar pubby feel.
Yeah.
But it's got some pretty sweet pizza. Like I didn't have a burger, but had some pretty sweet pizza. 11 is Hop and Grind in Durham. Number 12 is Wild Willie's Burgers in Rochester. And then the last one they have on the list is Black Mountain Burger in Lincoln, which again I have not gone to, but I've heard lots of great things about. So that's a really kind of wide variety of options, if you will, all across the Granite State for your best burger. And of course, you're going to have to try different ones out to kind of get a feel for which one's your favorite in terms of how they prepare it and, you know, what you're looking for. Some people like their burgers with all sorts of accoutrements. Some people like them very, very minimal. So obviously, you know, just kind of take that into consideration. But I think burgers for me are kind of like a year-round dinner staple. Like I feel like, you know, you got the bun, you got the lettuce, you got the tomato, you got the egg, you got the, you know, you got all of the important things just in
you got the sandwich. Proteins, you got the vegetables, you got the grains, you got the dairies, you got the sauces.
And I will say, people can laugh at me all they want to, I am a thorough Jake's Market supporter.
Yes, we know.
Probably more than I should be because I don't like to cook and I'm only one person. So I just like swing in, grab something, and then I go home. Stop it.
What?
I do. I thoroughly enjoy egg
They're
salad.
They're good. I agree.
Egg salad from the gas station is probably the best egg salad.
Whenever I go to Jake's in New London, I always just... I'm like, can I have egg salad? And they're like, do you want anything on it? I'm like, just the egg.
Just egg salad.
And they're like, okay.
They're like, who's this guy?
And then they start like spreading it on. And I'm like, more.
Okay.
More.
Oh, my God. Okay.
They're like.
So egg salad for sure is great, but their burgers aren't terrible either. And if you bring their burgers home, mm-hmm. put additional cheese and pickles on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's magic.
You're talking about like those prepackaged ones in the.
Yes.
Yeah. Like those are pretty good.
They're pretty
good. It depends on how long they've been out.
Yeah. I mean, I try to get ones that say.
If it's only like 2 hours, then it's good.
Yeah.
Yeah. But if it's like 6 hours and it's on the very end of its life,
yeah.
they get a little bit dry and chewy.
Eh, well, what can you do? You know, yeah. it's a gas station burger. You can't expect too much.
Yeah. I actually like their chicken burgers, too. Those are good.
Yeah, my mother likes those, mm-hmm. actually. But yeah, so that's kind of what I wanted to talk about the first, was just burgers in general, because that's kind of been on my mind. Of course, Little Brother Burgers has recently just joined the chamber. And actually, their manager, Kristen, who is one of my friends, she's actually joined our chamber board.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, there's a lot of things happening with Little Brother Burger, and there's a lot of activity in town about what's going on, especially because now that you can do your mobile ordering.
Right.
For pickup, which is, I mean, it's a game changer. I thoroughly enjoy it.
Definitely.
So yeah, that's been what's on my mind. First segment.
All right, let's take a break and come back with the next segment of Day Trip Destinations on News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR.
I was tired of my life. A worn-out recording of a favorite song. So while she lay there sleeping, I read the paper in bed. And in the personal columns, there was this letter I read. If you like piña colada,
News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9, WUVR. Welcome back to Day Trip Destinations. The segment is brought to you by Crown Point Cabinetry, a second-generation family business located in Claremont, New Hampshire. Crown Point, nationally recognized for fine-quality cabinetry for your entire home, also by Sweet Beet Cafe, open once again. It's a return of breakfast sandwiches and other freshly prepared breakfast and lunch items, highlighting seasonal produce made to order on the weekends, Saturday and Sunday, 9 a.m. to 2 p.m. Fine wraps, salads, soups, and more in the grab-and-go cooler all week long during Sweet Beet Market hours, Wednesday through Sunday. Hang there or tink to go.
So for our second segment today, yes. I am going to go all over the place. All over the place.
So unusual for us.
It's gonna be like it's gonna be like pinball.
Oh.
Buckle up, friends. So first of which, next week is our Discover Sugar River Region Social.
It's true.
It's a lot of S's.
It's cross-country skiing time.
No, it's not. That was
it's
in the
not
last...
time for that anymore.
That was in February, and they had to cancel that because of the lack of snow/warm temperatures.
So what did they do?
So instead, they just had a trails update. Forbes Tavern people like provided food and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And people were able to come out and talk about the trails throughout Sullivan County.
Interesting.
So it's been an initiative that they've been talking about for quite some time.
I loved trails growing up in Sullivan County.
Did you?
I did.
Then did you fill out the survey?
No. I don't live in Sullivan County anymore.
It shouldn't matter.
My opinion is invalid.
It was part of your rich history growing up.
It's true. My history was a rich tapestry of activities.
Outdoor
I was a big bike rider.
Outdoor recreation.
I loved mountain biking and trail riding.
Mm-hmm.
I used to make my own trails with my friends out in back of houses and in fields from Claremont to Unity, Sea to Goshen Ocean.
So they talked about the trails update. They talked about that project, which I do have some kind of stats and figures if we wanted to really get into it. It's actually kind of cool because that particular project launched from the Sullivan County, the Love Sullivan County campaign.
Mm-hmm.
And that was pretty much, you know, everything's about trying to build pride in our region.
Yeah.
Although I live in New London, I'm not technically a Sullivan County resident.
Right.
But it's all about like raising awareness as to what each of these places can offer to travelers and to residents. There's a lot of trails, like for ATVs, for snowmobiles, for even hiking, walking, biking, horse riding, like
e-biking.
All of those kinds of things. And it's important to get those all mapped out because some of them aren't very well. There's not a lot of signage to determine where you're going.
Didn't this kind of originate from COVID?
Yes, without outdoor recreation bit.
Yeah.
So some of the trails were overused, and then a lot of the trails actually go through some private property.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of where things got a little hinky. It was people trying to just get better signage. So people are aware that when you're walking on a specific trail, that there are sections of that trail that belong, if you will, to other people.
Right, so be respectful.
And they are, they're opening that up to you from their land. So understand and be respectful of their space. And that information can be found on our Sugar River Region .org website, because that's obviously one of the main drivers of people coming to this neck of the woods, is not only the outdoor recreation that we offer, but also, you know, the closeness and proximity to all of these other communities.
Mm-hmm.
You can get to Vermont, you can get to, you know, Boston, you can get to Concord and Manchester, you can get to Canada, right? You can get to all these places pretty quick. But we have a lot of outdoor assets that this trails system is trying to just kind of figure out the metrics, you know, like who's using them, when are they using them, what are they using them for?
Mm-hmm.
So that kind of information is really helpful, especially when it comes to grant writing. And that's a really big thing.
Yeah.
You know, if you're looking for information, people who want to give you money, they want to know what they're giving money to.
Mm-hmm.
So numbers are important for that. Next week is our Sugar River Social. This will be our third one, right? Because it's March is the third month of the year.
It is.
This one is Bascom Maple, which is in Acworth.
Mm-hmm. Acworth and Alsted.
Correct. I can figure out which one it is.
It's like a road that's like in between both, and I think they just must share the name.
I think it's on the same roadway. So that's what. Because if you look one place, you'll find it listed as in Acworth, and if you look at another place, you'll see it as listed in Alsted.
Right.
It is what it is.
Yeah.
But so obviously it's Maple Month. Mm-hmm. We talked about that last week on the show.
Yep.
There were a whole bunch of different maple sugar houses tours that were open last weekend.
Yep.
That is still going to be the case this weekend.
Mm-hmm.
So there's still a lot of people who are open for tours and for tastings, and they're having special events and things like that. So just because you weren't able to get out last weekend for actual Maple Weekend does not mean that you can't enjoy the festivities this coming weekend. So I've never been to this particular location. I've been to quite a few different maple sugar houses, if you will, around the area.
Mm-hmm.
But Bascom Maple is a little bit more of a larger production.
Right.
So they, you know, I've been to a lot of smaller sugar houses, which are kind of like in someone's backyard, you know what I mean? Then they have maybe 100 trees they're tapping.
Right.
But Bascom Maple is a huge, huge production. Like mm-hmm. there's a lot of things that they have, you know, production lines and all that kind of equipment that help to mass produce the maple that they create there.
Yep.
So that is going to be an interesting experiment to me to check it all out.
Mm-hmm.
So that's happening on the 26th, which I think is Tuesday. So the Bascom Maple Farms, and that location is 56 Sugar House Road in Alsted or Acworth, New Hampshire.
Yeah.
Tuesday, March 26th from 5 to 6:30 p.m. So again, that's 5 to 6:30 p.m. Bascom Maple. So we're excited about that. We will see. You'll find it on Facebook. All of the chambers have shared that information, and you can also find it on the Discover Sugar River Region Facebook page and Instagram. But that'll be a really great tour to kind of see that production. Normally, you know, I kind of stay on this side, if you will, of the lake.
Right.
So it's nice to be able to kind of branch a little bit further towards the Connecticut River on this one. So we shall see. I think it's going to be fun. But 5 to 6:30 p.m. on Tuesday, March 26th will be our Sugar River Social.
Cool.
Next week, I also have one of our business after hours, which is going to be at Hungry Hearts Gym and Kitchen right here in New London. Right in New London. We're in Newport. So on Wednesday, March 27th from 6 to 8 p.m. at Hungry Hearts location in New London, because they also have a Grantham location.
Right.
This is at the New London one. It's going to be a facility tour, kind of a walkthrough of what they offer for services,
mm-hmm.
and then also an educational component based upon healthy eating. So they're going to go through a whole, you know, how to cook for yourself, how to do all these kinds of things. And it's going to be pretty great. So I'm excited to see the facility. I think a lot of people want to have checked it out, but aren't quite to the point where they can just knock on the door and go in.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? It's kind of one of those things where you feel like you need to be a member. You feel like you need to already have some sort of preconceived notion of what's in there. But a lot of people are kind of curious to see what it all looks like, especially with the kitchen now completely finished and all that kind of thing too.
Yeah.
So that's going to be on Wednesday, the 27th, and that's from 6 to 8 p.m. So that's a little bit later than our usual business after hours. So
I like the later ones.
I mean, I absolutely 100%. I do as well.
Everything late. I wish they did like overnight events.
I mean,
for all the night owls, you know, it's like, let's meet up at like midnight to 3 in a field in like an undisclosed location.
That sounds a little scary.
I'd be okay.
I mean, you'd have to go with a friend. I would not encourage you to ever go by yourself.
I'd go alone.
You naturally would.
I'd be the greeter. I'd just be a full moon casting an eerie light down upon me in the middle of a field of acres.
And then
beckoning.
Sounds like the plot for a horror film. Yeah. So something else to think about is on Lower Main Street in Sunapee, there's actually going to be a new, I know, right? New what? A new deli and country store is going to be opening.
Whoa.
So it's called The Bend at Sugar River.
The Bend.
B-E-N-D.
Is in the building with the Duncan?
No, this is Lower Main, so it's even further down towards the Sunapee Middle High School. So it's going to be, it's at 73 Lower Main Street, and it's going to be a deli and a country store. It's going to offer breakfast options, lunch options, and dinner options. So I'm really excited. It's under construction. It's not going to be open for a few more months, but I just wanted to kind of throw that out to the universe so people kind of have it on their
Is it
heads.
A whole new building?
I think they're renovating an older
one. Okay.
And then right now, if you go to their website, which is thebenddeli.com, they are currently accepting applications for people to work at the location. And then they also have their email address, and they have a few basic things right now on the website. It's not overly robust, but it's really just obviously getting started.
Right.
But yeah, 73 Lower Main Street in Sunapee, The Bend at Sugar River, a new deli and country store, which will be opening here within the next few months. I would imagine they'll probably try to have everything open before the summer, but I'm not sure, you know, what their time frame will look like for that.
Yeah.
But yeah, so that's something else that I wanted to throw out there, because I think that's anytime I see or hear of new businesses opening, it just kind of like gets you all excited and giddy, right?
Yeah, it's fun.
Because it's one of those things where you want to see your towns and you want to see your community grow and expand. Mm-hmm. I know that I'm actually not speaking to the entire world, because I know that there are people out there who are like, no way. I'm so proud of myself. Do you want to know what happens?
What?
I went to my first town meeting.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Ever.
In New London?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Was it about the properties?
I'm a New London resident, so I vote in New London, but I've never been able to go to a town meeting, because they're usually Wednesday nights, and I teach on Wednesday nights.
Yep.
So this time I said, you know what? I'm going to get someone to teach my classes, and I'm going to go.
Mm.
Because one of the biggest things on the docket was the police station conversation about whether or not to move the police station to find a new spot, build a new building, find a new location, all those kinds of things.
Yeah.
So that was a really big topic of discussion that was about an hour long.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of went in not really realizing how long these kinds of things last.
Yeah.
And the meeting itself started at 7, and I don't think people were completely out of there until like 11:30 at night.
Wow.
It was crazy.
I didn't realize that either.
So there were so many different articles that people were voting on certain things, and just like the whole process was kind of wild. And it's kind of cool to see like your whole community, well, as many cubelets can come out, obviously. Right. That's not the whole community. The whole entire gym was full.
Wow.
Like it was standing room only.
Kinda
it's
crazy.
Just it's kind of cool to see it in action. I've never been to a town meeting before in my life, so I didn't even know what to expect.
Yeah, I've just seen them on TV, like on CCTV kind of stuff,
but it was kind of nifty to see like the whole place coming out, and then, you know, people who are really passionate about one issue or another, they felt the need to stand up and talk at the microphone and communicate what their feelings were to the entire room, like, you know what I mean? And then the selectmen are just sitting there kind of nodding their heads and writing notes and keeping, you know, all of it kind of in the back of their heads too. The town moderator, like, that is a job I don't know anyone would ever want, like trying to negotiate all of the, you know, the it's too loud over here, you know, let me show your vote cards, like all of those kinds of things. It's just kind of it was wild. So I only could stay until 9, so I was there from 7 till 9-ish, and then I had to go back to the studio, but yeah, it was kind of cool. And to see like democracy in that kind of a way, you know what I mean? Like, and some of the people who stood up and talked, they're passionate on both sides. So it's kind of interesting, you know, to see what the outcome was, you know. I don't know. It's cool. It's interesting. It's fun to be part of that in a way, and to kind of learn about how all of that works. You know, it's funny. My dad always used to say, my biological dad always used to tell me, you know, Ashley, I think you're so level-headed. I think that you should, you know, run for mayor one day. I was like, no.
And now?
No, I still feel that's no.
She still doesn't want.
But I do have like an appreciation for those kinds of roles.
Yeah.
And the kind of balance that it takes to be able, and I am a relatively balanced person, I think. And I love to be able to see like both sides of the story. I'm not a debater by any means, but I want to make sure that both sides are kind of, there's some sort of balance that can be met. And so
I feel like the whole country would be at a better spot if everyone would actually listen to each other.
That. Yeah.
You know, and give each other the opportunity to speak before you just immediately dismiss what they have
exactly,
to say.
Exactly. Exactly. And I mean, obviously everyone's entitled to their opinion and everyone's able to vote whichever way they feel as though they should be voting. But it's like, just listen.
Right.
Just listen. Yeah. Like, you don't have to point the finger. I mean,
just look at like presidential debates back in like, you know, 30, 40, 50 years ago online. Yeah. I mean, you can see how much more respectful they were back then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they didn't agree with the other party candidate, right. But I mean, they let them talk. They let them finish.
Right.
And then they just said, I respectfully disagree.
Right.
And what's so wrong with that? Like, why does it have to be like reality TV now where everyone's like, ooh, you know, and like there's literally audiences like cheering or booing or,
yeah,
you know, whatever.
It's because just like anything, and I don't mean this in this kind of way, but sex sells, right?
Mm-hmm.
If it, the more taboo it is and the more extreme it is, and more wild it is, people are more inclined
to watch. It disgusts me that our political process has become something that needs
voters to pay attention. Right. I agree with you. It's pretty awful. But being part of it at a small town scale, you know what I mean? Like, obviously looking at it from a national perspective is a very different thing.
It's a totally
different thing,
yeah.
But looking at it from a small town perspective is kind of cool. And it was fun to be part of it, even for just a couple hours.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I think it's every town is a little different in how they do things, but it was cool to be part of, for sure. And the first time in my 36 years of life that I had ever participated in a town meeting. And I was like, oh, I'm feeling like an adult, you know?
Yeah.
All right. Like, here we go. So it was fun. So that was something else that kind of, you know, that's been on my mind for a while now, is just the process with which all of that gets decided. You know what I mean? It only happens once a year, which is kind of wild.
Right.
So then all of the decisions that are made at that meeting then determine and sets forth the schedule for the entire year.
Yeah.
And then you come back to it again, you know, in the next, and it's crazy. So that's kind of what I had for the second segment, and then we'll come back with our third and last.
All right. On News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR. News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9, WUVR. Welcome back to Day Trip Destinations, where this segment is brought to you by New London Hospital Express Care. For life's unexpected injuries and ailments, there's New London Hospital Express Care. Visit New London Hospital Express Care with convenient evening and weekend hours. No appointment needed. You'll have access to all the services you need under one roof, including radiology and laboratory testing. This is expert care at your speed.
So welcome back, everybody. Third and final segment here on the radio. Thank you to our sponsors, and thank you to New London Hospital Express Care for all that you bring to the show. We appreciate you. So our third and final segment today, we're going to be talking about the Lebanon Opera House.
Lebanon.
I know, right? So we talked about in our show how we want to expand. We want to, you know, push the boundaries a smidge. And we always talk about the lineup of the opera houses in Newport and in Claremont because they're kind of on our stretch of roadway that we sort of kind of cover here in Day Trip Destinations. However, obviously it is Day Trip Destinations. So if it's drivable, we should probably be talking about it.
And I drive it every day.
You do. So this is your neck of the woods, homie G.
Yeah, it's only like half a mile from my house. I could walk there if I wasn't lazy.
So we have wild display of things coming up for March and April. I only went till April because, folks, I mean, the list is forever long. And, of course, we'll probably bring it back up again sometime in the early summer so we can talk about what they've got coming up for the rest of the year. But their March and April lineup is pretty wild.
Mm-hmm.
So the reason I'm bringing them up is because they just recently did a full theater revamp.
Yes. Yeah. It was months long.
So, yeah. So yeah. They were closed for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. Honestly, it feels to me like they closed kind of sort of around the end of the pandemic.
No.
I feel like they did.
No. It's only been – the renovation, I think, has been somewhere around like 8 months, I want to say.
Really?
Yeah. They closed like last spring, and then they closed like through the summer,
God,
or fall.
I feel like it's been much longer than that.
Yeah. No.
Maybe they were announcing or something that they were going to be doing, like fundraising.
Like fundraising, yeah, yeah.
But anyway, so I haven't been to the Lebanon Opera House in, I don't know, maybe 5 years or so, 6 years or so.
It's been about 20 for me.
You live literally so close to it.
I do. And they have really good shows going, too.
They do have some good stuff.
I remember back in the day, I saw Lewis Black, comedian.
Yeah.
I saw Stephen Wright there.
Mm-hmm.
I saw another comedian.
Was it all in the same event?
No.
Oh, they were all different.
Separate events, yeah.
Well, they are bringing another comedian back.
Ooh. Is it Bob Marley?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
So on March 23rd, which is tomorrow, he has two shows, 5:30 and 8 p.m. Mm-hmm. at the Lebanon Opera House. So you can go see Bob Marley, catch him up there, and then you can go to any of the fine establishments for food and dining across the
pedestrian mall.
Center Green is where you could probably go find something.
The pedestrian mall.
Okay. The pedestrian mall, he says.
Because you got Three Tomatoes.
Okay. I've been there once.
Salt Hill Pub.
Yep, naturally.
There's like a taco place times. On the other end.
Sorry.
Lebanon Village Pizza's on the other end.
Okay.
You've got Peking Tokyo in that same building, like on the downstairs.
Oh, yep. So a little bit of everything, really.
Yeah, it's a pretty good...
Pizza, pasta, Irish.
Pizza, pasta, Irish. Mexican.
Mexican.
Yeah.
And then what's Peking, Tokyo?
Chinese, Japanese.
Food. Yeah. So you got a little bit of everything there.
Yeah, you got the whole world right in that little pedestrian area.
You got the whole world.
In the Lebanon Pedestrian Mall.
So Bob Marley's coming tomorrow. And then on March 30th, they are bringing in Shrek.
Shrek.
So there's a Shrek performance at 10 a.m. Then on April 4th, they're bringing in the String Queens. So this is a group. So this is a group of three women
mm-hmm.
who all play like violin, cello. They play string instruments.
Mm-hmm.
And at 10 a.m., they're actually doing an educational event for kids. And then at 6:30, they're actually doing their performance.
Oh, okay.
So they kind of have two things going on one day, which is cool. On April 5th, they're bringing in Tom Papa, the Good Stuff Tour. That happens at 7:30. April 6th is Paula Poundstone at 7:30, also a comedian.
Mm-hmm.
On April 8th, they're bringing in, this is going to be cool, the Ukulele Orchestra of Britain. The Ukulele Orchestra.
I didn't know such a thing existed.
I didn't know that either.
A ukulele orchestra.
And not only that, but of Britain. How cool is that?
Yeah.
So that's pretty nifty. And then on April 11th, they have a fly fishing film tour. So if anyone's interested, you know, international, like other places around the country and around the world, that you can go fly fishing.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to have a presentation on April 11th for that. Then there are some other things in through the rest of the spring and start of into the summer.
Yeah.
They have the Pride Prom. They have the Upper Valley Choral Festival.
Choral?
Choral.
Oh.
Choral.
I think you said Quarrel Festival.
No, Choral. Like,
oh, it's just... You get to go and argue.
Choral Festival.
Okay.
They have Kinky Boots coming to the theater, okay. which is fun.
Mm.
They have got two showings of the film Singing in the Rain
mm-hmm.
with Gene Kelly, which is one of my faves. They have the City Center Ballet is celebrating their 25th anniversary.
Mm-hmm.
So they have their performance coming up. I want to say they're doing Cinderella and another short section. So like they break their show into two pieces.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing Cinderella and then one other piece, but I can't remember which one that is. Then they're also bringing things like Into the Woods, which is super fun. If anyone knows that musical, that's a fun one.
Mm-hmm.
And then for all of the Taylor Swift lovers, they're bringing in a Taylor Swift sing-along, essentially, a live band experience for all of those Swift lovers out there,
okay.
which should be pretty fun and pretty cool for mm-hmm. everyone.
I wonder if the tickets are going to be like $8,000 like her concerts.
I doubt it because I don't think it's going to be officially her.
Mm-hmm.
So I think they're going to have to cut the prices a little bit.
That'd be the best thing because if you have young kids that love Taylor Swift but are still too young to really understand who she actually is,
right?
Just convince them it's her.
I mean, I think that's called lying.
Yeah, you so gotta teach a kid sometime.
So I think you just say this is someone who's performing like Taylor Swift.
We're gonna go see Taylor Swift.
So yeah, so Lebanon Opera House has a wild display of things coming up over the next 4 or 5 months. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, all the places. You can find their information at LebanonOperaHouse.org. They're located at 51 North Park Street. They raised about $4.2 million yeah. for their renovation. Mm-hmm. So that's a lot of money. It looks great in the pictures. Mm-hmm. I was not able to go to their grand opening celebration, but I've heard it was wonderful.
Yep.
And if you're looking for information on tickets, obviously head to their website, but also 603-448-0400. If that connects you directly to the box office. So using kind of this conversation of another cultural and historical asset to our region mm-hmm. or our greater region, you know, the arts in general are very important and they bring a lot of dollars to our community. Mm-hmm. And I think a lot of people don't realize how much. So this kind of segues into my last thing we're going to talk about today, which the Library Arts Center and Sullivan County came together to fund a arts and economic prosperity survey.
Okay.
Now, of course, when you hear that, you're like, shh, it sounds very boring, right? However, it was extremely extensive. There was a lot of work put into it. They started it in like started fundraising in like the fall of 22. Mm-hmm. And then they ended up getting all of the content and the full report back in like early 2023 or end of 2023, I think.
No.
It was end of 2023. Because I think it was like October-ish. So they took some time to process and evaluate and think. And then they just recently had kind of a mixer at the Library Arts Center mm-hmm. with a lot of the people in the community that are part of either the arts economy and or the kind of marketing of tourism in our mm-hmm. region so that people could kind of get a better understanding of how much financially the arts community is involved with mm-hmm. And how much they bring into the area. When we're talking about direct economic activity, the arts organizations in our region, now these are mostly based on nonprofit organizations, mm-hmm. so not necessarily for-profit arts industry, so that's going to be a whole additional element to this.
Yeah.
But this focused on your specific nonprofits. This is a survey through Americans for the Arts, and they call it the AE6, which is the Arts and Economic Prosperity Survey 6.
Okay.
And so this is the, you know, there's numerous iterations before this, but this is the most robust that they have at this time. And the arts and culture, if you will, industry, brings into just Sullivan County alone. So mm-hmm. this is just Sullivan County. There's no other counties involved.
Yeah.
But $10.2 million in a year.
Wow.
$10.2 million. Okay.
Yep.
So then you have the economic impact of spending by arts and culture organizations and their audiences. So when we're looking at employment, it employs about 140 people mm-hmm. in our Sullivan County jobs
yep.
or our Sullivan County geographic area. Mm-hmm. And then when we look at personal income paid to residents, so these are people who work those jobs, mm-hmm. you're looking at around $4.9 million. It's pretty crazy. Mm. Then when you're looking at this breaks down. There's actually a one pager that's the Library Arts Center has that really breaks everything down much more detailed than what I'm talking about here. Mm-hmm. But it talks about local tax revenue, state tax revenue, federal tax revenue, and this is all within a year.
Mm-hmm.
So that's more content there. Then when you look at event-related spending by arts and culture audiences, you're looking at about $4.4 million. So these are people who are coming to our region, mm-hmm. specific, or they live here, and they're going to arts and culture events. They're spending $4.4 million in a year. Then that's not even looking at the trickle-down effect with mm-hmm. what that is. That's direct spending in those places.
Yep.
Then you have the nonprofit arts and culture audiences spend an average of $32.67 per person per event that they come to in Sullivan County.
Mm-hmm.
So when they're coming to an event, they buy their ticket. They have to get the gas to get there. They usually go out to dinner beforehand or afterwards. Mm-hmm. They might have a drink afterwards, whatever the case may be. They might buy some merch. They might do that kind of thing. All of that stuff equates to about $32.67 per person.
Mm-hmm.
So the other thing that was kind of cool was that they have a chart, and this chart tells you what the percentages of people who answered, who responded to all of the surveys, that they look at the different places that have done the Arts and Economic Prosperity Survey before.
Yep.
So Dover is one. Portsmouth is another. The Upper Valley is one.
Mm-hmm.
Manchester, maybe Concord, one of those. So it kind of goes, and there's about five or six different of them that have participated in this survey. Mm-hmm. Sullivan County is the only county that's participated mm-hmm. in the state of New Hampshire. And when you look at the numbers of the percentage of people who are traveling to Sullivan County specifically for an arts and culture event, mm-hmm. it's about 46% are coming here to just that particular event. Like, that's their reason for coming. And if you look at all of the other places, mm-hmm. it's around 25%.
Interesting.
Isn't it crazy?
Hmm.
So, like, that makes me think, you know what I mean? Like, and this is just a very small percentage of what we do, but, like, this show mm-hmm. is part of the reason, I think, that people are coming to this space, right? So you have...
We are the future.
We have all of these mediums.
Yeah.
To promote tourism in mm-hmm. our area mm-hmm. and to invite people to come and experience what we have to offer.
Right.
So looking at those numbers, even looking at our friends from the Upper Valley, right? We just talked about the Lebanon mm-hmm. Opera House. Like, their percentage is maybe, I think, 28% or so.
Mm-hmm.
We're at 46%.
Wow.
So people are coming. So they have a great arts economy up in the Upper Valley.
Mm-hmm.
But those are mostly people who live in the Upper Valley going to those events.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas for us,
getting a lot more visitors.
We're getting a lot of visitors for those arts and culture events.
Interesting.
So it's a very, very cool and
interesting. I honestly wouldn't have expected that from Sullivan County.
Right.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't have either.
No.
And we're even higher percentage than like Dover and Portsmouth.
Wow.
So it's very cool to see that people. Like, the word is getting out,
mm-hmm.
you know, that we do have really impressive things going on here
yeah.
and that people should put us on the map and mm-hmm. people should come to this area to maybe, you know, maybe it is outdoor assets and that's fine, but it could be an arts and culture event that's drawing them to this region.
Right.
And then it's allowing them to eat at our restaurants and shop at our stores and do all those kinds of additional
exploring. Yeah.
So that was a really cool, like, just stats and metric and data, you know, content that I got from that meeting.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, that wraps up this edition of Day Trip Destinations. I would like to rethank our sponsors, which include Crown Point Cabinetry, Appleseed Restaurant, Bar Harbor Bank and Trust, Sweetie Market and Cafe, One Credit Union, Eversource, New London Hospital, Forbes Tavern, and Bookkeeping with Phyllis Gagnon. Don't forget, you can listen online anytime at WNTK.com on the podcast page. And we will speak to you again next week with Day Trip Destinations on News Talk 99.7 WNTK, AM 1490, FM 98.9 WUVR.